也在车位还不喝要出门
Good morning, everyone. As we know, this year, second night of La Seda, we all did Yak Nahaz, which is Yain, Kiddush, Havdalah, Neir, and Zman. We did Kiddush, Havdalah, by the Lila Seda. And Shaila came up. What happened? The person forgot to do Havdalah during Kiddush. This Shaila is brought down in the Ochus Chaim, and he says, Pamacha Shochach Rebbe, Lavia Lakois, and you'll remember it later on after Lach Ma'anya. So he carried on to Gal Yisrael, and then after Gal Yisrael, he did Havdalah. The Bis Yosef brings it, the Ramah brings it, and the Ramah brings it. The Maru, which says, Yesh Cholkim, and say that you should have to stop whenever you remember, should stop there and there and make Havdalah wherever you're holding. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to stop. The Rav Rush brings it as well. He says, also la'afsik, you have to carry on to Gal Yisrael. The Chok Yaakov over there, Tzim Tafan Gimel, asks, where do you find the Issa to stop in the middle of Agada? He says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Rush, you're not allowed to stop. What's the problem to stop? And he says, these things, the reason is, because Nira Kemoisif HaLakoisus, because now you're stopping to make Havdalah and an extra cup of wine. It's near Kemoisif HaLakoisus, because they didn't in Leila Seda, you have to have four cups. Now you're adding an old kois. So it looks like you have to make a kilu, you have to have five koises. That's a problem. The Chazon Avadya brings another Svara from Tamid Rabin Yonah in Brachas, which says, it says Gemara Brachas Daf Yudalad, Yomim Shena Yochid Gemer B'Emes Halal. Certain days that the Yochid, we don't say the full Halal. Like Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed Pesach. So the halacha said, you're allowed to be mafsik na yirub na kovid. If there's a reason you have to stop, you're allowed to stop. And they bring a right to say, obviously, a yochid has to make a bracha, because otherwise, what's a chiddush you're allowed to stop? If you're not saying a bracha, always you sing a few kapitach tehillim. So what's a chiddush? You're allowed to stop na yirub na kovid. But the Rif and Shabbos and the Rambam was for Paskin, the yochid did not say a bracha. So you have to say the chiddush is, you're allowed to stop is, because you're holding in the middle of saying Shvach V'Tehillah L'Takosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we say, you're not allowed to stop Ibn Ayyim Ibn Yaakov, you're not allowed to stop Samazah if you're holding in the middle of praising Kosh Baruch Hu. So you want to stay over here as well, by Agada, since you started saying Alach Ma'an, you're starting to sing Shvach V'Takosh Baruch Hu, then you're not allowed to stop till the God is sorrow. And you can say as well that since you started saying Mitzvah V'Tiyat Mitzrayim, so it's Oisim Mitzvah, Potom Mitzvah, but started saying the Mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Yitzvah holds that it's not Oisim Mitzvah, Potom Mitzvah, it's not Ptur, it's an Issa to be Mafsik to go on to the next Mitzvah. Now you're holding this Mitzvah, you have to carry on this Mitzvah. So we have three Yisroels to explain why the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't be Mafsik. Either because you're Moisif HaLakos, Nirek Moisif HaLakos, or because you're holding Beshvach HaKosh Baruch Hu, and you're Oisim Mitzvah, and Oisim Mitzvah, Potom Mitzvah. The Rabban HaMelchama says, in Pesachim, in Daf Kuf Yudalad, he says that when it said you're allowed to drink between Kodesh Rishon and Kodesh Sheni, that's as long as you haven't filled up the cup. You're not allowed to stop, you have to carry on to Gal Yisrael. So that goes very nice, I couldn't do Shulchan Aruch HaDa Lavosh. But the Baal HaMor over there is Choyluk, and he says, no, you're allowed to stop. Even once you fill up the cup, you have to stop and drink the cup. So that we're going to have to say that the Svar of the Yesh Cholkim, which say, the Dakim Moshe Bo the Maril, which says the Yesh Cholkim, and say you have to stop right away. And the Havdalah, obviously, they hold like the Baal HaMor, there's no problem of stopping even after you filled up the cup. But even if you say that you have to, that what we're calling, to what we're saying now, that you have to carry on till Gal Yisrael, we find the Machlokes between the Bnei Yisfadim and the Ashkenazim, that if you have to stop and do a bracha on the candle, because you find another machlokes stand by Motzei Shabbos, Tisha B'Av for the Motzei Shabbos or Purim, do you stay Havdalah, do you make a bracha on the candle before you lay in the Megillah, Megillah Shesta, Megillah Seicha, or you say afterwards everything out of kois. So the Yisfadim hold, you have to make a bracha on the candle beforehand, because once you're from the Ned, the Yisfadim hold very stark, you have to make a bracha right away. So even if we say now that you have to carry on till Gal Yisrael, then according to Bnei Tzfadim, you have to stop and make a bracha on the candle right where you're holding. Rav Avraham Halevi in Prague brings down that what we say that we make Avdala after Gal Yisrael, you have to make on a separate kois. You can't do it on the same kois. He says you make Gal Yisrael, and then you have another kois. The Mishnah Berurah brings, you make both on the same kois. And he said the reason is because they're not allowed to drink anything before Avdala. But the Rav Avraham Halevi in Prague said the reason why you should make it on a separate kois is because ain't no mitzvahs chavilas. You don't make mitzvahs bundles. So therefore, you should make every single mitzvah separate. You have to go mitzvah of kosh sheni. You do that one kosh. You got mitzvah of avdala. You have to do that on a separate kosh. By the beginning, we say by kiddush and avdala, you can do that on the same kosh. The Gemara said that's not a problem because kiddush and avdala, it's the same inyan. Kiddush is saying that this day is different from the other days. Avdala as well, he's saying this day is different than the other days. Therefore, to do those in the same kosh, it's not a problem. I'm shaking over here. There's no betim shaykhus between the kosh sheni and the havdala. Therefore, Rav Avraham Halevi said you should do it on a separate kosh. The Shabura brings down that they shouldn't do it. What do you do with the problem of chavilas? So he's got a few ways out of it. Either you can say, because yes, a lot of poskim hold, you don't have to say God is sore. It's not din on the kosh. You don't have to say God is sore on the kosh. You can make the bracha of God is sore and later on drink the kosh sheni. Therefore, you can say mitzvahs chavilas. Chavilas says when you have two chiyuvim, you don't do it on the same kois. Since it's not two proper chiyuvim, then you can say that it's fine. You can do it on the same kois. Or you can say eno is the mitzvahs chavilas. Chavilas tzedavka b'mitzvah deraisa. But over here, since avdala between Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's already darbanon. Because you learn that from the pasuk lahavdil ben hakodesh shuvin achol. So we say since it's already darbanon, you don't say mitzvahs chavilas. Chavilas. The Chadon Avadia brings another way out. He said you could do Avdala on you could do Gal Yisrael on one kois, do Avdala on another kois, and then later drink both. And then after you do Avdala, drink both cups, like we find by Chasna. We do Avdala on first six brachos on one kois, Hagafen on the next kois. So you could do that with the same idea over here. That's if you remember after Karpas, you remember after by drinking Lachmanya, and they're like, oh, that would be the din. If you remember before you ate Karpas, we have a machlokes, should you carry on or not? Or should you do on the, should you stop straight away or carry on? The Mishnah Berurah said that you should stop straight away and do Avdala before you've done the Karpas. Right after Kiddush, you should do stop and do Avdala. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says no, because Nir Kamoisif Ala Koisus, holds very stuck of that, and he said Nir Kamoisif Ala Koisus. And therefore, once you carry on, and what about Karpas? He said, Achila Siroka, it's Lav Klumi, it's not Choshev Achila, therefore you can eat that. And he said, even a Vaita Chiddush, he says, as you know, the din is Shem Toa Mavdil. If somebody ate before Avdala, he says, you can carry on doing Avdala. It's a big Chiddush, because normally Shem Toa Mavdil, we already say that, but the Eved, but Shulchan Aruch said that over here, we'll say Lechatchila. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that, and he says, you should do it, Avdala, right? You should do Avdala straight away. And he said as well, it's a Shida Yechidah from the Rav Yoh brings it. And the Torah and the Rosh don't say that it applies between the Kohesh and Kohesh Sheni. They say you could drink whenever you want. The Rabbi Ezra as well says that since over here you're doing Avdala, since you're making Avdala on the Kohesh, he said that this is a Mechiyach, that's not near Kohesh Fala Kohesh. You're showing it's a separate zach because you're making avdala on it. Therefore, so if you remember right away at the beginning before you've done the karpas, then you should stop, fill up the cup, do avdala again. If you remember after karpas, you should carry on to Gal Yisrael. If you remember later, if you remember doing Shulchan Aruch, then you're gonna have to stop and do avdala wherever you're holding because you're not allowed to eat during before avdala. If you remember by Birkas Hamazon, you should do Birkas Hamazon and Avdala on Kohes Echad. If you remember during Halal, you should do Halal and Avdala on Kohes Echad. If you remember after Afikoyman, then they brought down the Paschim, you should do Avdala on a fifth cup. You should do another Kohes. And you could say it's according to the Rift, that maybe you should stop before, I should stop after Halal, before Nishmas, before Halal Gadol, because the Rift says, the Kohes Chamishi, you're mati to drink, even after Afikoyman. And the Raman as well brings that down. He said the special hat to do Kohes Chamishi und halal auf der Afrikäumen. Ich